Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There is no greater moment in Seattle soccer history than this moment right now.
Coming to you live from the Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 950 KJR. This is Sounders Weekly with your host, Jackson Feltz.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into Sounders Weekly. Jackson Feltz here on this beautiful Tuesday evening. Thankfully, not as hot as yesterday. Hope everybody stayed as cool as possible and survived that ridiculous heat wave of the last 3 days where we set record after record after record here in the PNW. What was it, 108 degrees, I believe, in Seattle yesterday. I think that was the new record that was set last night. Little bit cooler today, thankfully. Still a hot one, but thank you for tuning us in on this beautiful evening. We have a lot coming up on Sounders Weekly tonight. Garth Lagerwey will join us in just a moment. We're going to talk about the draw against Vancouver. Jimmy Madronda, he has been a revelation for this team. Some really good performances of late. We got Colorado coming up this Sunday down in Commerce City. And by the way, the Sounders will be going for their 12th in a row unbeaten to start the season. The record is 12, and Garth was a part of the last team to set that record, to be part of that record. There's been three other teams that are also tied for 12 unbeaten to start a year. 2014, Real Salt Lake, they started the year 6-0-6, and that is the last team to go 12 unbeaten to start a campaign. The Sounders are at 11 right now. They could get to 12 this weekend, so we'll talk to Garth about that. The Sounders Academy also doing some great work in the MLS Next Cup. Garth Lagerwey in a moment. We'll also talk to Alex Roldan. We were supposed to talk to him last week, but he will be joining the show in just about a half hour from right now to talk about, I believe, joining El Salvador. We'll get confirmation on that and talk to him about all these Sounders matches. And then we'll end the show tonight by being joined by Richard Fleming. He is the TV voice of the Colorado Rapids. He's going to join us to help preview this match coming up this Sunday. It's going to be a 6 p.m. kickoff, 5:30 pregame, Sounders at Colorado. Quick couple notes before we get started. A hearty congratulations to England for advancing this morning in the Euros. What a match that was over Germany there, 2-0, so they're on to the quarterfinals. The Euros have just been outstanding, and if you're just a Sounder fan and you don't really follow it, I would encourage you to try it out. It's on ESPN. They've been fantastic matches. Yesterday, we just had bonkers games. You know, Spain went through, and then the Switzerland match that went to penalty kicks was just incredible. You know, as somebody who was rooting for Switzerland instead of France, so that was so much fun to watch those PKs, because you had Switzerland up on the defending World Cup champion France, 1-0 at halftime, and then it ends up going 3-1 France. Switzerland comes back, makes it 3-3, it goes to PKs, about as dramatic as you could possibly get, and it's Kylian Mbappe, of all people, one of the best players in the world, who ends up having his penalty saved and Switzerland go through. The Euros have just been fantastic, so check them out. If you haven't watched any of them yet, you know, you are missing out, because this is some extremely entertaining and really high quality soccer right now that's being played. So the Euros are ongoing. Hope everybody is enjoying that. And before we get general manager and president of soccer Garth Lagerwey on, a quick thought or two here on the Vancouver match. You go into halftime 1-0 leading in that match. In the 40th minute, you get the great sequence where Josh Atencio has the tackle and the takeaway, some nice passing out wide to Brad Smith, and then he cuts it back to Raul Ruiz Diaz, who scores his 9th goal of the year. In that moment, he took the lead in Major League Soccer. Chicharito then, of course, scores twice, and he takes it back. He now has 10. Ruiz Diaz has 9. But a really nice play there. It was, I believe, our Emerald Queen Casino play the match there on the postgame show on Saturday. So you go in leading 1-0 and feeling pretty darn good about that, and then comes to the end the long streak. Goals against in the run of play. And we've been talking about this now for weeks upon weeks upon weeks, not giving up a goal in the run of play, which means that the other team had scored, of course, on penalty kicks, on set pieces, but they had not scored in the fluid motion of play. And they had made that go for, what was it, I think 949 plus stops. stoppage minutes, and finally Vancouver do score twice. They score twice on just a couple mistakes, and we were talking about it on the postgame show with Wade Weber and Danny Jackson, that these are sort of things that you just got to remind these guys of. They aren't huge lessons to take to the training field. They know the errors that they made, and they were a couple major, major errors, but they're the reminders, and thankfully you have an amazing head coach in Brian Schmetzer who knows the guys he has to put an arm around, the guys he has to kick in the butt, certain ways to talk to certain players. Brian is so good at that. So he knows that he needs to go to certain guys and treat them a certain way to make these reminders hit home, because those two goals that Vancouver scored were on big unfortunate errors. So you got to clean those errors up. And if neither of those or one of those errors doesn't happen, then it's 3 full points there in that match on Saturday. Because what happens is Jimmy Madronda comes off the bench, and we'll talk to Garth about Madronda here in a second, but he scores in the 71st minute. Corner kick that pops back out to him, and he just hammers it home. Great goal there that makes it 2-2. And try as they might, and they tried, Sounders couldn't get a goal down the stretch there in what was the final, 19 minutes plus. It really should have been about 10 minutes of stoppage time. It only ended up being 7 because Vancouver could not stop wasting time there in the second half. But at the end of the day, it's 7-0-4. Sounders stay undefeated. And now let's talk to the general manager and president of soccer of the Rave Green, Garth Lagerwey. Good evening, Garth. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, Jackson.
Good, Garth. Well, let's start with this, and that's how did you and how did the team survive these last few days in 108-degree temperatures that set the record yesterday?
I just hope our fans are okay. You know, this is one of those where you realize you're an average Joe just like everybody else, right? Everybody's just got to find places to get cool and get in air conditioning, and, you know, thank goodness we're through it, and seems like the community came through it intact. So that's good. And, you know, coming off a 3-game week, we weren't doing a lot of vigorous things with our guys, lower levels of training, recovery, that type of thing. But definitely ready to get back at it now to get ready for Colorado.
Yeah, we'll talk about Colorado in a minute, but did you see any difference on the field that the Heat made? I think the kickoff temperature, I was just checking my phone, and that doesn't, of course, measure on-field temps or anything like that. My phone said something like 98 or 99. Did you see any of that linger onto the field and have an effect?
Look, I think when you play 3 times in a week, that has an effect. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you play in Heat, that has an effect. And so, yeah, I mean, Vancouver was playing in the same conditions, right? So no excuses, but it's hard, man. I spent part of my career in Miami and in Dallas, and, you know, the Heat does, you lose more water from your body, and when you're playing on hot turf, it's a little bit less fun, you know, and it's not to say that you can't persevere and overcome it, but, you know, it does take a physical toll, and that was why we were cautious with our guys in terms of giving them a chance to recover coming out of that.
Well, thankfully, the temps have and are going to continue to go down, and the Sounders will be in Colorado here coming up this Sunday. Garth Lagerwey is with us, Sounders general manager and president of soccer. And in the 71st minute, you have Jimmy Madronda score. And one thing I want to talk to you about is that fact that he's been making big impacts here in the recent couple of games. I'm not exactly sure what the proper question is here, but, you know, going back to that deal that you made for Hanuel Obuana, or for Jimmy Madronda, that included Hanuel Obuana, and when the trade was made last year, I think all of the focus was on the departure of Buana because, you know, Jimmy was injured and because Buana had been such a big part of the organization for so long. So Madronda sort of became kind of a little bit of an afterthought in that deal because of the focus there on Buana and because of that injury. So here he is now, healthy for the first time, you know, as we're seeing consistently. And as I said, making big impacts for this club, especially here in the last couple games.
Jimmy's done well, man. It's been fun watching him develop. You know, he was really at a physical deficit when he came to us. You know, and obviously, you know, it's taken him, you know, about 6 months really to get back up to speed. But he's put in the work, and I got a ton of respect for that. And, you know, he even had a couple of setbacks in preseason this year, but he's kept at it, and he's a really positive guy, and he's a hard worker, and he's a darn good soccer player. And I think that's why we were excited to get him back in the Buana deal, along with some other assets. And you know, hopefully Jimmy can stay healthy. And if he can stay healthy and we can keep incrementally up in his workload, I think the medical staff, the performance staff have done a great job of managing his workload and building him up. And, we literally may have, kind of recovered, rescued, an additional player. And in a season like this, where we've had so many injuries and call-ups and absences and all that. And again, you see just an unprecedented injury rate across sports, coming out of the pandemic. It's been a really great asset to have Jimmy, and we hope we can keep building him going forward.
That's absolutely right. It has been just quite the year all around the sports world there. You know, on that injury note, you get Josh Atencio back. That was great to see, and he starts off that series of passing and series of plays there in the 40th minute where you get that goal from Rui Diaz. That was awesome to see. Now, on the health note, really quick, I saw Stephen Fry joked on Twitter as I bring it up on my phone right now. He said that he was not able to watch the Switzerland game in the Euros yesterday. Here it is. He wasn't able to watch Switzerland-France because it was his, quote, first day back in cleats jogging on the field. That seems to be a really good step forward for Stephen Fry. We talked a couple weeks ago about how there's no timeline and no foreseeable timeline, but that's a really good first step to see out of Steph.
Jogging is better than walking.
Yeah.
And I'm excited that Steph's excited and we're making progress there. I think you phrased it the right way, Jackson. There is no timeline, and there is no timeline in the foreseeable future for Steph. So it'll be a while. But what's really important is that Steph's getting healthy. And in the meantime, Steph Cleveland has done well, and we've been really happy with Cleveland. He made a big save at the end of the first half in that game to keep us in it. We will welcome Steph Fry back, but only when he is completely healthy and it's safe to do so, and he's in a position where he's going to be able to succeed long term.
Absolutely, and we've also been very impressed with Cleveland. You know, we've made comments on the broadcast and just in the booth as we're watching the game of really nice play from Cleveland, and the save you mentioned at the end of the first half was beautiful. His distribution has been great as well, so hopefully we continue to see those great performances out of him. Garth Lagerwey is our guest, Sounders General Manager, President of Soccer, and Garth, I want to take you back to 2014, and your Real Salt Lake team tied the record for most matches to start a season unbeaten at 12. You tied the 96 Galaxy team, who were 12-0 with two shootouts. You tied the 2010 Galaxy team that were 10-0-2. You tied the 2000 KC Wizards team that was 10-0-2. And then 6-0-6 for your RSL team. Right now, Sounders, 7-0-4. One away from that record at 12 this weekend against Colorado. I'm wondering if that record of 12 means anything to you, if it'll be on your mind at all this Sunday during the match.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Well, probably two stories for you, Jackson. Hopefully they make you laugh. The first one is, I'm pretty sure Chris Henderson played on one of those Kansas City teams that started. So, like, when I was asked about this in the media at some point before, I know Chris reminded me that his team was a lot better than my team that started that way. 10-0-2 is a lot better than 6-0-6. That team, that RSL team, also went out in the first round of the playoffs. So from an on-field performance perspective, it was – I think it was one of only two RSL teams we had that lost in the first round of the playoffs. So just, not successful, didn't translate. And look, 7-0-5, 7-0-4, if we can get another draw, get another win, the more wins you get in that column, the more impressive that streak is. If you go undefeated at home and that means you tied 17 times, you're probably not going to be real happy about that either, right? So, It's one of those things. It's a fun stat. Certainly better to be undefeated than not, but we certainly want to win our home games and going to a tough place like Colorado, playing at altitude, and having a tight turnaround for Houston on the back end of that. We're going to have our work cut out for us again now. And, Colorado's, I think, third or fourth in the West right now. They've been going gangbusters for the last year and a half or two. They started poorly in 19, and ever since they hired Robin Fraser as their head coach, they've been one of the, I think they might even be fifth overall in the league in points since they hired Robin. So it's a good team, and they're going to give us, they're going to be a handful, and we're going to have our work cut out for us just to try to stay unbeaten.
Yeah, and I did confirm here that Chris Henderson did indeed play for the KC Wizards from 1999 through 2000. He scored 12 goals, made 61 appearances, so he certainly was a big part of that 10-0-2 start for the Wizards back there in 2000. I guess that leads me to the thought of, suppose you probably had a number of times where you played against Chris Henderson. Can you bring us back to one of those experiences?
Nothing stands out other than Chris was, traded. It must have been traded in early 2001 to the Miami Fusion, where I was playing. And so we were teammates for a week or two at least in preseason, and then I got cut and retired. So we came very close to being teammates for a season, but I couldn't stay at Chris's level. So, it's... He's played in World Cups. I was a journeyman. A little bit of a difference there, but certainly I played against him at some point. I think I played against his brother Sean at some point too. But we're just old timers now, trying to find newer, younger players to make us a little bit better.
Well, Chris certainly now has his work cut out for him there as the director there with Inter Miami CF, and that is a job where there is a lot of work to be done with that organization right now. Garth Lagerwey is our guest, Sounders General Manager, President of Soccer. And Garth, we talked so much last week about Tacoma Defiance and the new MLS Lower Division League coming to 2022 that the Tacoma Defiance, as you said, will be a part of. And if you missed any of that conversation, listeners, check out the podcast, sportsradiokjr.com, the iHeartRadio app. So much news there about the new Lower Division League for next year. And you said the day-to-day doesn't change much, and, I think clearly that didn't ruin any players' mindsets at all, because they go out there and over the weekend get a nice 2-0 victory over LA Galaxy 2 at Cheney Stadium. Ray Serrano scores twice. Wade Weber continuing to do great work for that team, especially down in the 100-degree temperatures.
Yeah, no, it was another gutsy effort from them. Seems like every game they play is in 100 degrees. I mean, it's Phoenix, Vegas, now that game. then they're going to play in Vegas again this weekend, so... but we've been really happy with the growth of that team. Signed a number of prospects from them again this year. Reed Baker Whiting, A.B. Sissoko. A.B. just asked the kid to play three times in a week. I think he was gangbusters for us. Really did a good, solid job. Reed's got his debut. So they continue to produce players. I think they have another handful of prospects coming through. We're excited about our 17s as well, making, they won today in penalties to advance to the semifinals. And that's a big honor, and it shows that the system's working. We continue to tick over and have good players and good teams across all of our development platforms.
One of the follow-ups I had for you when we were talking last week about, you mentioned a few times about how it really kind of shows the players and stands out to the players that if you want to make it from the academy to the first team, now there is this solidified ladder of going academy to then Defiance to the first team. And I'm wondering if that is communicated at all to those guys at the lower levels of, and maybe not now, but maybe in the future of, you're here, you're doing great work for the academy with the U15s and the U17s, as you mentioned, having great success in this MLS Next Cup there. You mentioned the U17s advancing today. So are these conversations had with the players down at the lower levels of all right, now the picture is clear, the picture is set now of exactly the ladder you have to go up?
Yeah, it's something that's part of our culture. Henry Pronger is the one that has really done a great job of setting that, coming in for Mark Nichols and, really helping to solidify that ladder and that player progression. And, it's something that we really believe in. It's kind of a bedrock to our club. But, now you could come to our SDP program and be identified, potentially as young as 10, 11, 12 years old if you're a local kid. We're starting to recruit, just kids entering high school for our homestay program to join the academy. And, you know, you have a pathway. That's the clear message. You have a pathway. You can see, you can look up the first team and see Danny Leyva and Josh Atencio and Ethan Doubler and Reed Baker Whiting, you know, in terms of kids that have progressed all the way through from academy to Defiance, the first team. And you have other examples like Dilem and Nuhu and AB who have come into Defiance, you know, from a foreign country, from a foreign club, and have played their way up that way. But it's a healthy ecosystem if you continue to see kids progress and eventually succeed.
Garth, that's all the time we have for here today. I will just quickly say a happy anniversary, by the way. I checked my phone, and it's been 3 years to the day since you officially announced the acquisition of Raul Ruiz Diaz. He is well on his way to being the top scorer in club history. 9 goals this year right now. Certainly has a bright second half of 2021 ahead of him, as we all know. So a happy anniversary to the number 9, Raul Ruiz Diaz.
Happy anniversary. Hopefully there's many more to come.
Many more indeed. Garth, thanks so much for the time as always. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jackson.
Garth Lagerwey, Seattle Sounders general manager and president of soccer. Yes, happy anniversary 3 years ago today. And Raul, we are going to see many, many more goals out of him in his Sounder career, and hopefully many more this year. The race with Chicharito at 10. He's at 9 right now. Hopefully we can see our number 9 take over for Chicharito at some point here in 2021. Well, you can tune in this Sunday, July 4th, when your Seattle Sounders head on the road for a Western Conference showdown with the Colorado Rapids. Watch the match on Joe TV, stream on Prime Video, or listen right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR AM. And for Spanish language, check out El Rey 1360. Next Sunday's broadcast is presented by Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, official partner in health of Sounders FC. And then in addition to this coming Sunday's match, the Sounders also play next Wednesday at home. That is going to be the first match at full capacity at Lumen Field for the club. And if they can not lose to Colorado, that will be going for number 13. The record 13, as we just talked about with Garth, unbeaten to start the season. And Sounders fans, single match tickets for the remainder of the 2021 regular season go on sale tomorrow, June 30th. Don't miss your chance to catch some of the best matches of the year in person, including the highly anticipated doubleheader match day featuring both OL Reign and Sounders FC taking on their Portland rivals, the Timbers and the Thorns. Visit soundersfc.com/tickets to learn more. That match on August 29th will be amazing. There's so many more great matches throughout the remainder of this 2021 season. So soundersfc.com/tickets for more info. We will take a break and we'll come back and visit with Sounders right wing back Alex Roldan. When, if, will he be going to join El Salvador for international duty? How has this switch to the 3-5-2 at that right wing back spot benefited his game? We'll be joined from Alex Roldan. That's coming up on Sounders Weekly on Sports Radio 950.
Chevron and Texaco locations.
Now back to Sounders Weekly on your home for Sounders FC, Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Welcome back. Jackson Feltz here on this beautiful Tuesday night. Thank you for spending it here with us on Sounders Weekly. Thank you to Sounders General Manager and President of Soccer, Garth Lagerwey, for the chat that last segment. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Richard Fleming, the TV voice of the Colorado Rapids, to preview Sunday's match down in Commerce City. Also, later this segment, just about 8 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Andrew Harvey, Tacoma Defiance play-by-play voice for 60 Seconds in the South Sound. But joining us right now here on Sounders Weekly is the right wingback of the club, Alex Roldan. Alex, how are you doing this evening? Thanks for joining us.
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for jumping on here, Alex. It's good to talk to you this year. I'm going to bury the lead a little bit. And, you know, fans are, of course, wanting to know all about El Salvador and the international duty situation. We'll get to that. Let's first start by talking about Vancouver. 2-2 just this last weekend. Take us through that match. We know there was a couple mistakes, unfortunately, that lead to a couple goals. But you guys score a couple yourself. And now, Alex, unbeaten in the first 11 of this year. It's been quite the ride.
Yeah, it was a tough game for sure. Like you said, it was a few mistakes that kind of cost us the other 2 points, but we fought back to kind of come back and get that tie. You know, it's with 11 games in and a lot of 3-game weeks, that last game can be very difficult in terms of getting your legs moving, players being tired, fatigued, especially with the heat and how it was. So definitely wasn't an easy game, and the opponent wasn't in the best standings, but sometimes those are even harder to play against because you kind of go into it mentally thinking that it's going to be a win, and things kind of go sideways. And obviously with the way the game kind of progressed, it took us a while to get that second goal, and we kept them in the game. And so we ended up with a tie, but at the end of the day, we should be happy with coming back and getting a tie and still remaining unbeaten.
Yeah, for sure. And Alex Roldan's our guest, Sounders right wing back. You mentioned the heat there. What was it like on the field playing in those record temperatures?
Yeah, it was tough. It's not easy to play in a heat like that wherever you are in the country. And the field being turf kind of just reflects off that. So it just felt like it was hotter than what it truly was. But at the end of the day, you know, we can't put any excuses on that. And obviously with the heat being so difficult, we should have found different ways to save energy and maybe keep the ball a little bit more and make them work a little bit harder. But at the end of the day, it's one of those games and you can't win them all. And so, you know, we're happy that we were able to fight back and get a point.
Well, the good news is that it's cooler temperatures for this Sunday in Colorado. It will be cooler temperatures, at least on forecast, for next Wednesday hosting the Houston Dynamo at Lumen Field. Alex, let's now talk about the international duty situation. And I talked with your GM, Garth, last week, and he said, you know, and regarding Alex, I'll wait for Alex to say what's going on there. So here is the big question. Will you be joining El Salvador for international duty? What's going on there for this situation?
Yeah, I will. I'll be joining El Salvador for Gold Cup. I think it's a great opportunity to represent one of my parents' countries. A little tough decision that I had to do with selecting one or the other because both were asking for me to join. And so it's a tough family decision that we had to make. But at the end of the day, I think this is going to benefit me playing for an international team and also representing the country.
Take us through that decision process, working with your family, working through that decision, and ultimately, you know, how did that decision process go where you ended up with El Salvador?
Yeah, like I said, you know, it was a family decision. We spoke about it several times. Guatemala came first, and it was difficult because, you know, your parents, they want you to make the best decision for yourself, but they also would like to see their country represented by, you know, their family, their son. So it was definitely a difficult decision, but at the end of the day, I think El Salvador, with the tournaments that they're in and being in the octagonal, can really help me personally. And also, I feel like I can contribute as well to their success and hopefully get them into, you know, whatever it be, or help them win games that we need to win. So there was a mutual understanding in terms of how we can both benefit from it. And I think my parents at the end of the day wanted me to make the decision that was best for my career. And obviously they were supported it fully as I did, and getting the paperwork stuff, they helped me a ton. And I thank them so much for that, but yeah, we were able to get things sorted. And so I'll be going to Gold Cup soon.
All right. Well, outstanding news there, Alex. Congratulations. And how much are you wishing that Christian, he was on the preliminary roster for the United States. How much are you wishing that Christian makes that final roster for the U.S. and you get a chance to face your brother in the Gold Cup?
Yeah, that'll be a crazy experience, that's for sure. I hope he does make it. I think he's definitely capable of making it. He has the abilities to play in the national team, and you've seen him done it before. It's a tough group that he has in front of him, but I know I wish him all the best, and I hope that he does get that call and is able to participate in that tournament. And hopefully we both go through and face each other. That'd be an experience that my parents would enjoy.
I think that'd be an experience that we would all enjoy watching as Sounder fans. Alex, last thing for you here, and it's been a conversation that's kind of evolved over the course of the year, but I think one of the first times that stands out to me was early in the season when we had your former head coach, Pete Fewing, on our pre- and post-game shows, and one of the big discussion points we've been talking about is your evolution to this right wing-back position. And I asked him, and I'll ask you the same question. How has this transition from midfielder to right back, now to right wing back, how has that made you a better player? How has it highlighted your skills as such that we've seen so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, but it's difficult to say in terms of what has truly came out in my abilities, because as a midfielder, I had great potential. I thought I was a solid midfielder, but the problem was that I felt as if I was, you know, behind the shadows of some great talented players in the midfield. You know, Nico Lodero, my brother, Victor Rodriguez. So those first few years in the club, and not to say, I mean, this club is known for very talented players showing up. And so it is difficult to break through. But that transition, I think, allowed me to compete with just one other guy instead of a whole set of midfielders. And I think one of the good things that I think people are starting to notice now that I thought I had before was my service. And, you know, I've always knew I can put in a decent ball and put it into the vicinity where a forward can get a touch on it or potentially score it in the back of the net. But the transition has been great. You know, I have good coaching staff in front of me to help me. Jimbo has helped me a lot in terms of understanding the position. And so I think the transition has gone well so far. And I just got to keep improving and building off that to get better.
Absolutely. Well, we continue to watch you improve and continue to watch you dominate from that right wing back spot. Alex, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations again on El Salvador. Big match coming up here against Colorado on Sunday. So go prepare for that. We appreciate the time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Alex Roldan, Seattle Sounders right wing back. Great to have him on the show for the first time this year. And now it's time to turn our attention down to the South Sound, where we go every single week. Tacoma Defiance play-by-play voice Andrew Harvey, my good friend, joins us each week to give us 60 seconds in the South Sound. If you're new to the segment, every week we spend a few minutes covering all things going on with Defiance, which we, of course, talked about a few minutes ago with Garth. But Andrew Harvey's here to bring you news on them, as well as OL Reign. Here is Andrew Harvey.
It was a week fit for trying to beat the Heat and the opposition in the South Sound, Jackson. Tacoma Defiance had a positive week at home. They rebounded after conceding an 8th-minute goal to Real Monarchs last Wednesday, with Sam Adeniran scoring his first club goal in the first minute of second-half stoppage time for a 1-1 draw. Sunday's contest was an absolute scorcher, but Ray Serrano was red-hot too, bagging a brace as Tacoma took a 2-0 victory over LA Galaxy 2 to end a 4-match winless streak. Defiance are back on the road for their next four, starting out against Las Vegas Lights FC on Saturday, July 3rd at 7:30 p.m. on ESPN+. OL Reign split a pair of results last week, winning 2-0 at home against a 10-player Chicago Red Stars on Tuesday, thanks to quick goals from Shirley Cruz and Bethany Balser to end a 3-match losing streak. The club wilted a little in the weekend heat, however, falling 3-0 to Gotham FC at home on Saturday. OL Reign's back in action this Friday, taking on the Houston Dash on the road at 5:30 p.m. PT. That match can be seen on Paramount+. I'm Andrew Harvey, and this has been 60 Seconds in the South Sound.
Andrew Harvey, good stuff there from the Tacoma Defiance play-by-play voice, each week giving us 60 Seconds in the South Sound on all things at Cheney Stadium. Well, time to turn our attention back to the first team. They have a match coming up this Sunday against the Colorado Rapids down in Commerce City. Let's welcome on the television voice of the Colorado Rapids, Richard Fleming. He joins us every single time we preview Sounders at Colorado, and Richard Fleming will join us next to preview that match. Who do the Sounders need to worry about on this Rapids team that sits fourth place in the Western Conference? We'll cover that next on Sports Radio 950 KJ94.
Now back to Sounders Weekly on your home for Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Welcome back. Jackson Feltz here on this beautiful Tuesday evening. Still hot here in the PNW, but thank you for tuning us in here tonight for Sounders Weekly. And as always here on the show, it's time to turn our attention to the Sounders' next match, and that's coming up this Sunday. It's against the Colorado Rapids in Colorado. Kickoff at 6 o'clock, pre-match show here on KJR at 5:30 local time. And joining us right now to preview the match, he is the voice of the Colorado Rapids down there. It is Richard Fleming. Richard, thanks so much for taking a few minutes today. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad at all. Thanks, Jackson.
Good. Well, Richard, let's talk about Colorado's season so far. I think from the outside looking in, we look at the 5-3-1 record, fourth place in the Western Conference right now with 16 points, a couple games in hand over Seattle, three games in hand over KC. From the outside looking in, Richard, it's been a success so far for the Rapids. What have you seen?
It's been solid. And I'm not, you know, that might be a kind of British understatement. I think there was disappointment at the most recent result at Sporting KC. And the scoreline aside, I think the fact that they had Sporting KC dominating them for long stretches. You take that one, and obviously it's tough to take the most recent one because that's the clearest one we've got to look back on. But Yeah, I mean, they won 5 out of 6. The month of May was a phenomenally successful month. 4 wins out of 5. Then they won at Cincinnati, and then of course Cincinnati have now won the last 2. So they've picked up a little bit, and I think we kind of looked at Cincinnati and thought, you know, they've got better players than their scoreline suggests. You know, is it the coaching? Is it just they're trying to adjust to new systems, new players, a lot of new faces? You know, I think the Rapids have kind of picked up where I say where they left off, but I think where they showed with a consistent run what they are capable of doing from 2020, and we're seeing a continuation of that. But they stopped for a while, obviously had that break for the Nations League. Sunday will be their first game in 11 days after that Sporting KC. So the concern from a Rapid standpoint is how they restart. Obviously, Seattle played this past weekend, but they have they've had a solid start. They had a little bit of a wobble early on with a home opener against Austin, but since then, Sporting KC aside, it's been pretty good.
That's absolutely right. And Richard Fleming is once again our guest. He's the voice of the Colorado Rapids down there in Colorado. And Richard, you kind of mentioned the loss to Sporting KC last Wednesday, 3-1. Before that, of course, just that fantastic run, 5 wins and 6 matches overall, with the LAFC match being just that one loss. And you look at the season so far for Colorado, and this kind of takes us to talking about the SKC match just last Wednesday, which is that, you know, you're beating the teams that you should beat, and even maybe the teams that you maybe aren't favored in those games. And then LAFC is still a very good squad, and KC at second place in the Western Conference, still a very, very good team. So when you guys face these really good teams like KC, what happens in those games? What happened against KC this last Wednesday?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, what they've done on the road, they've tended to play a system where they've gone 3 at the back. And look, depending on which way you look at it, 3-5-2 when they're attacking, 5-3-2 when they're defending, with Keegan Rosenbury as the right back, right wing back, if you like, operating down that right-hand side. Sam Vines, either a left wing back or a left winger, like an outside back, dropping back in when they're defending. And I think where they've played that this year at LAFC, where they found themselves 2 goals down, they got back to 2-1. Carlos Vela went off. He was just working his way back from injury, so they played him about 60 minutes, and the Rapids were the better side for the last half hour. But it took them a while to get used to that system, playing 3 at the back, Abubakar, Danny Wilson, Austin Trusty. Against Cincinnati, and even my colleague Marcelo Balboa, when we saw the formation, he said, well, yeah, it's the same formation that they played against LAFC. But he said, in his opinion, he didn't feel that Cincinnati had the weapons, had the players to hurt the Rapids in the same way that LAFC had done. In other words, they don't move the ball as quickly. They just didn't have that threat in the offensive third. And then we get to the Sporting KC game, and the Rapids put out that formation once again. Sporting KC do have the weapons, like LAFC, to hurt teams playing that system. We even heard Daniel Shallowy said afterwards, there were times when defensively the Rapids didn't seem to know their responsibilities. Now, maybe it was Sporting KC were just the way they played. Maybe it was to do with that formation. So I don't think that will be a concern this weekend, because it's only been a system they played on the road. Just so happens to be that it's been against LAFC at Cincinnati, and then against Sporting KC, and 2 out of those 3 sides have punished them.
Well, this is interesting, Richard, because what we've seen in this Sounders team, and once again, Richard Fleming's our guest. He's the TV voice of the Colorado Rapids as we preview this match. What we've seen from Seattle so far this year is when they've struggled the most, and I want to specifically key on, and fans who are listening today will remember this, the match where Atlanta United came to Seattle. And for the first time this year in that Atlanta United match, Seattle faced a 3-5-2, 5-3-2, as we were just talking about it. And they really struggled to break down that sort of formation. So when you look at the chess match that's coming this Sunday, Richard, it seems like even though that this match is at home for Colorado, maybe throwing that lineup out there once more against a team who struggled against that when they faced it against Atlanta. And I know it's a small sample size, but you try to, you know, play the opponent, right? And if Seattle can't play the 3-5-2 as well as they can play another formation, you think that there's a chance that we see it again here despite Colorado being at home?
I don't think so. And the only reason is they seem to have had a settled system at home. As I mentioned, the Austin home opener aside, when they took the lead and then got down by three unanswered goals in the second game of the season, they then went on the that little run of four wins out of five. They seem to have settled down to a system at home. That said, what are we looking at? Third time in 5 years that these guys have met each other on the 4th of July,
yep.
And Seattle have won the previous two. And so, look, Seattle have had the Rapids number for a long stretch. I think we'll see a different Rapids side that'll come out on Sunday, formation-wise, than we saw against Sporting KC. I also don't know how much, and look, it's not to say that they're going to run at the first sign of a bit of a concern with the formation, but there will have been a bit of head scratching after that Sporting KC game. That's not to say that they will throw the baby out with the bathwater, mm-hmm. As the phrase goes, and dismiss that formation, you know, from here on in. But I don't think it's a system that they've been using at home. I don't expect them to go with that formation at home, and I expect we'll see them in the more familiar 4-3-3 at the weekend.
Okay, interesting. Well, then this will be a nice chess match that we see between Brian Schmetzer and the Rapids there coming up on Sunday. And, you know, as we look to this, Richard, you mentioned the July 4th games, you know, recent years, and of course last year excluding that because of obviously the pandemic. But then there was the game late in the regular season where the Sounders traveled to Colorado, and it was a 3-1 win for the Rapids, and Shin Yashiki scored, Rosenberry scored, and Cole Bassett, somebody that I have been watching for these last few years and saying, now this is a star in the making here in this league. You know, talk to us about him and the other players that Seattle really needs to be worried about this weekend.
Well, one player they won't have to be worried about is Yunus Namlin, the Rapids designated player. He's had ankle surgery. He's back in Europe recovering from that. And his place really, or his absence, has opened the door fully for Cole Bassett because, you know, he's a young lad. He's not 20 until the end of next month. But he's continued to, in the fine form that he showed in 2020, 5 goals, 5 assists. Last season, he's got, I think, 2 goals, 1 assist this year. But he knows that, unless something goes drastically wrong with Namley's absence, that he's going to get a good run in the side. He also knows that if Namley is fit, he's got the captain, Jack Price, the U.S. international, Kellen Acosta, and he's got the designated player, Yunus Namley, ahead of him. So when he gets the chance, he's going to grab it with both hands. So he is going to be very, very exciting. I'm just trying to think. This may be maybe only his second 4th of July game that he's played in. Obviously, last year didn't happen. The one before, the year before, was a long night that finished actually in the early hours of the 5th of July against New England. There were 3 or 4 stoppages for the weather, and I think, you know, the 2017. And 2018 that they faced Seattle. So, you know, this is a big opportunity for him on a big stage because it's going to be the first time the Rapids Stadium is going to be full to capacity since the home opener of 2020 when they played Orlando. And then you look at some of the other youngsters. You know, I say youngsters, Sam Vines, who's now 22, you know, on the fringes of the national side, the Gold Cup squad, you know, that due to be announced, I think, finalized towards the end of this week. So he may find that his name's on there. Jonathan Lewis is another name that people will be familiar with, who's, you know, flirted with the national side. You know, he's got pace and is raw and is eager to really kind of show his form, having been somebody that's come off the bench quite a lot. And then Austin Trusty, who, again, like Bassett, has grabbed his opportunity. Abubakar and Wilson were the go-to central defenders last year. Austin Trusty has come in with Abubakar being injured during preseason and has taken his opportunity. He's played every single minute. Danny Wilson has solidified his place along that back line as well. So, you know, those are the familiar people. And then somebody that the Seattle fans will know, but he's obviously wearing a different jersey this year, is Michael Barrios. And Barrios has been tremendous as a winger. He'll run at you, and he'll run at you all day long. And he's been very effective so far.
So many different faces that I think Sounder fans know, and so many people to worry about here coming up for the match on Sunday. You also quickly mentioned it, but I wanted to reiterate just to confirm, full attendance there in Commerce City for this game. So this is going to be such fun. July 4th match. It's a classic between these two teams, and to have fans at full capacity back in the stands. Richard, I can't wait for Sunday. I can't wait to see what it looks like. It should be very, very fun this weekend.
Yeah, and we've got forecast for storms over the next few days, but for Sunday, it looks like it's going to be fine weather and perfect conditions for a bit of 4th of July soccer. So we're looking forward to it, and obviously the fans turn up. They got the fireworks to follow, and they are also retiring the jersey, the first ever in club history of club legend Pablo Mastroeni. So that will happen after the game, and then they have the fireworks, so it's going to be a real festival. Obviously, the Rapids fans will hope that they got the 3 points, but as I said earlier, Seattle have come in, and they've kind of spoiled that 4th of July party in recent times.
Well, what a big night there for Colorado with their retiring, and then the nice weather and full fan capacity. I mean, it seems like a great recipe to upset the top of the team in the Western Conference right now, as Seattle sits at first right now. It seems like all of it's coming together for Colorado to pull it off. We here in Seattle are hoping it doesn't happen, but Richard, we'll be watching 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kickoff here locally for the match. We appreciate your time today, sir. Thank you so much. We'll be looking forward. Have a good call on Sunday.
Thank you.
Richard Fleming, great stuff there from the TV voice of the Colorado Rapids, and you can tune in this Sunday, July 4th, when your Seattle Sounders head on the road for that Western Conference showdown with the Colorado Rapids. Watch the match on Joe TV, stream on Prime Video, or of course, I encourage you to listen right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR AM, and for Spanish language, check out El Rey 1360. Next Sunday's broadcast is presented by Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, official partner in health of Sounders FC. So we have that match coming up, and then you will have the match that following Wednesday here against the Houston Dynamo. We'll preview that on next week's show with Jesus Acevedo. And Sounder fans, single match tickets for the remainder of the 2021 regular season go on sale tomorrow, June 30th. Don't miss your chance to catch some of the best matches of the year in person, including the highly anticipated doubleheader match day featuring both OL Reign and Sounders FC taking on their Portland rivals. Visit soundersfc.com/tickets to learn more. That doubleheader will be amazing. There's so many epic matches coming up here for the Sounders. About a third of the season down, still haven't lost a game. We will see if they can tie the Major League Soccer record at 12 coming up this Sunday in Colorado. And then, first match at full capacity next Wednesday against Houston. Could that be going for the record number 13? Well, let's just start with Sunday. Let's find out Sunday. Sounders, Colorado Rapids, can't wait. We'll talk to you then. Once again, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kickoff right here on KJR for Sounders and Rapids. Neil Scott with Men's Health Monthly coming up next on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.